Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here with us tonight to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard with us. We're going to get right into Scriptures. We're continuing our series on the Fellowship Days and Numbers. Tonight, we're going to entitle our message, The Mockers of the Sabbath. Those who have actually turned their back on the Holy Covenant commandments delivered and the time-appointed day that we have changed his times and laws and become mockers of his word. We're going for our text tonight in the book of Lamentations. We're going over to that book that Jeremiah wrote, the book of Lamentations. And we're going to go to the first chapter, and I'll read the seventh verse to set the tone for our message tonight. Remember, the Bible says in the last days that there will come despisers and mockers. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the last days. You can rest assured, as man has devised every filthy scheme that man has imagined, evil devices, changed Yahweh's times and laws, and have worshipped the creature more than the Creator. Therefore, her filthiness is displayed in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations. This is the great whore, changing the times and the laws of Yahweh. Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy, and none did help her. The adversaries saw her and did mock at her Sabbaths. Ladies and gentlemen, we have had the Roman legions come in with the Pharisees, and they have actually mocked at Yahweh's times and laws by devising calendars that are contrary to the teachings of the Scriptures. And we're going to continue in that and prove that they that mock at the Sabbaths of Israel will weep in the day of the millennial kingdom, when Yahweh shall again institute the new moon and the Sabbath. Ladies and gentlemen, it will be a far cry from what's going on today. We do not observe new moons. The new moon is not a festival feast that is kept in relationship to Yahweh's word. Now, let's notice that the Sabbaths are stated. Now, we're talking about plural here, the plurality, and let me make a word for you. Exodus 16:23 is the first time that the Sabbath is mentioned in the Bible. Now, the Bible says that God rested. We assume it was the Sabbath in the second chapter of the book of Genesis. So then we could say then that's the first application of rest. It is a rest day. And verily, Exodus 31:13 says, verily, my Sabbath shall you keep. So then Yahweh has commanded, instituted, and brought forth that the Bible said the heathen, those who will not believe, have mocked at his time Sabbath. The days that he has designated and set forth as an example of rest, man has changed these times. I have no doubt in my mind that Saturday and Sunday in the month are pagan days instituted and brought forth by the mockers of the Sabbath. And yet today the whole world is using these times and seasons to do commerce. Ladies and gentlemen, let me show you something here. The Bible is very plain on the day that you're not to work. And the Bible told us very plainly in scripture after scriptures, if you will look at the scriptures that give you the new moon applications, notice in Nehemiah 10:33, of the Sabbaths and of the new moons you shall observe. And 2 Chronicles 2:4, on the Sabbaths and the new moons shall you observe. 8:13, and on the Sabbaths and the new moons shall you observe. And in the 23rd chapter of the book of Leviticus, offering 7 Sabbaths shall be complete, and then you shall declare a jubilee. That is 7 years, or 7 Sabbaths combined within the 7 years is 49. And you shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary, in Leviticus 19:30. Verse 3, and his father, and they reverenced me and kept my Sabbaths. Do you reverence him or do you mock him? Oh, you say, Pastor Buddy, I go to church every Sunday morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sunday. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, that is not the appointed times. We have given you the formula of Ezekiel 46, verse 1. The gate shall be opened to the city. Now, we're talking about the eastern gate. This is the gate that the so-called Christians, you'll hear them on TBN, crying and mourning and moaning for the gate to open. You know why the gate ain't open, ladies and gentlemen? Because they have defiled the Sabbaths and mocked at them. Therefore, that gate is sealed as a symbol of the breaking of Yahweh's laws by the house of Israel. Now, they were scattered. The Bible said the scattering of the holy people will be completed, and there shall be 2,520 years of time elapsed between the time that this has happened until Christ returns. And so then we're 2,000 years out into the time period when at the appointed time, now let me show you something here. The Bible says that Israel's eyes shall be reopened. At one time they knew the divine covenant laws. And the Bible said they will yearn to return to the old path. And remember, here it is in Ezekiel or in Jeremiah's Lamentations that he said Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction, of her miseries, all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old. You see, Israel used to be the head, and all of her enemies fled before her. You said, well, boy, them Palestinians over there, they're fleeing from them right now. They got them tanks out from them. They're shooting them little unarmed babies right down in the street. That's God's holy people. Ladies and gentlemen, how dumb, how blind, how ignorant, how mockingly can the heathen be that believe that that's God's chosen people? The Bible will tell you that he will scatter them. And the Bible said, this is the people whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away captive in the 7th year. He carried away these captive. And in the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons, along with 3,000 of the tribe of Judah. Now, this is from the house of Judah. He come in and he carried off all of the king's children and the king's offspring, meaning that the king and his offspring were carried away. All the holy royal people is what I'm trying to say. He carried them away captive. Why? Because they had broke Yahweh's laws and defiled his Sabbaths, and the enemy came in and mocked at Yahweh's Sabbaths, which he said, if they break, I will bring your enemy in upon you. Now notice here, in chapter 26 of Leviticus, verse 2, reverence them. How long shall we reverence Sabbath? Sabbath is an interval, keeping of time. Now, I have devised a formula, the 46th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, that we challenge. Now, the Bible says that that gate, the one that we described just a while ago, was open on the new moon. And it shall be open in the Sabbath, 14 days. Now, if you open the gate, and you work 6 days, it will bring you to the 8th day of the month. That is, it's the 7th day if you figure day 1 from the first work day. Include the new moon. And it's that we keep the 7th day Sabbath because we keep the first day. And again, let me remind you, as I drive this home and we bring this evidence upon you, that and so that you will have no excuse before Yahweh in the day of the battle to see if any of his people restoration begins. Darkness is being lit. The sleeping giant and the slumbering 120 years is now beginning to awaken since the land in 721 B.C. America, of Ephraim, the house of Ephraim, the keep birthright inheritors, America be the mightiest nations in the earth and has grown into the mightiest of Louisiana land purchase around 1803. In that field, this great country where we to organize and bring forth in 1777 of Hebrews. A nation of carved out of this land and out of this wilderness, a land grabbed as New Jerusalem, and right in the word of his name, it wasn't Jerusalem, it was Yah-Jerusalem, that made the code letters USA. Y-E-R-O-E-M. Jerusalem is the code word for the New Jerusalem upon the earth. Now, we have now been taken over by enemies from outside who went to our country. Now, our country is full of the strangers in the land. We are now in a miserable, the Bible says, in that day, Jerusalem shall remember her misery and her days of affliction when she remembers the pleasant things that she had in the days of old. Wouldn't you like to return to the area of time when this was a nation of Yahweh's people to fear Yahweh and reverence our God? When today, just today, the state of California has struck down the Pledge of Allegiance because it contained under our God. Ladies and gentlemen, they are self-destructing this nation purposely, bringing it down to finally, then your job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And this nation has done, got to the point of the line drawn in the sand where there is no return. We are now on the slippery slope of disaster, heading for disaster. All these things have to come. All these things will provoke us to action. We have said, idly by, let our liberties and our laws be completely destroyed by the ACLU and other libertarian Jewish communist concerns. Yes, they shall mock at our Sabbaths. They shall hiss like a serpent as they rule over us, and we will be as blind Samson grinding at the granary of our own stupid mistakes as we will look back on our affliction and our misery and lift our head in a blindness and ask the Father to remove the veil that we may come back to preeminence, and the only way we can is a restoration of Sabbath. This land is cursed until we return to the Sabbath. This land will have no further blessings until we return to the keeping of the new moon and Sabbath, as it will be in the millennial kingdom. Isaiah 66:22, verse 23. Are we ever going to get the message that Jerusalem, the people of Yahweh, have grievously sinned? Therefore, she is removed, and all that honor her will now despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yea, she sighed and turned backwards, and her filthiness is in her skirts. Our laws have been mingled with the ACLU Jewish communist agenda, to where now we have no authority to worship our God, to read the Bible to our children in the schools. Oh, we have to have a separation of church and state. Ladies and gentlemen, the church that they recognize is the weak, filthy church of Revelation 17. This is the one the kings of earth have committed fornication with. This is the one that their people approve of. It is a church of easy sayings. It is a church to have it your way. It's a Burger King church, if you will, where you can order salvation religion at the snap of your finger and get it with a microwave approach. It'll pop up like instantly out of a microwave religion, and they'll hand you a little card, go to the church of your choice, and whatever you are, be a good one, and remember this, they will change his times and laws according to Daniel 7:25, and shall be turned into fables with all nations that forget Yahweh. The enemy has spread her hand upon all of our pleasant things. They have seen that the heathen enters into our precious sanctuary, whom thou didst command that they should not enter into your congregation. We have let everything that we can chase, drag, or that can crawl into our congregations of the Aryan peoples of America. We have now become a miscegenated, weakened, blood-infested, corrupt people with filthy garments, worshiping on unholy days, expecting God to hear from heaven and heal the land. You know what the promise is from God only? If my people, which are called by my name, most people don't even know the name of the Creator. They couldn't cite you the name. They couldn't quote you the first commandment. And you think this is the people of God? You think this is the people that will know the truth? You think this is the people that his laws will be in their mouth? When the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians, in the 3rd and 4th chapters particularly, that the Bible says God will destroy those filthy temples who have miscegenated and race-mixed and done all these terrifying evil things and brought this land into a filthy abomination, as we have made void his laws of kind after kind, and we've went a whoring in the Revelation 17 approach of the great whore that would corrupt all of the house of Israel. And those whose names are not written, and all the earth shall follow after the whore and receive a name of blasphemy in their head. This name is a name that most people will submit to as the name, salvational name of grace. And it turns out that it's a name of blasphemy, a name of deception and deceit. It actually can be traced back to the pagan gods of Zeus. I weep, saith Jeremiah, my eyes runs down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy hath prevailed. Zion spreads forth her hands, and there's none to comfort her. Yahweh hath commanded concerning Jacob that his adversaries should be around about him. Jerusalem is a ministrious woman among them. Yahweh is righteous, for I have Israel rebelled against his commandments. Remember, they mocked the Sabbaths of Yahweh. It is nothing for you, all you that pass by. Behold, and you see Israel. Is there any sorrow like unto my sorrow, as I sit a weeping willow? Which is done by me, saith Yahweh. They have afflicted me in this day of my furious anger. From above he hath sent fire into my bones, and it prevailed against them. He hath spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate, and I faint all the day long, because the yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand, and they are wreathed and come upon my neck. He hath made my strength to fail. Yahweh hath delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Lamentations of Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, as a type of his prison in bonds, that he was bound, and it would to be a typical of Israel, as she would be driven from the land and driven into far places, where she would forget his laws and covenants until the time appointed of Romans 11:25-26. There shall come a deliverer out of Zion, and that deliverer shall change or turn Jacob from his ungodliness, and God will restore the sight of the revelations of the commandments, and God's people will begin to grow like a fruitful almond budding in the midst of all the thorns of the earth. Oh, there's coming a day when God's people will return to keeping his new moons and his Sabbaths, as is recorded in the millennial covenant. Ladies and gentlemen, God will have his way before all of this is over, so let all their wickedness come before you, and do unto them as they have done unto you. For all my transgressions and for my sighs are many, and my heart is faint. So God said to Jeremiah, let them and all their wicked ways come before you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time of trouble, and it's Jacob's trouble, a time of trouble such as the world has never seen and never will be. But there's hope, and there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it's through the new moons and the Sabbath. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, I'm coming back to bring you the rest of the story. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, your resident Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you. You're doing a little Bible study with us tonight. We're on the mocking of the Sabbath. Do you mock the Sabbath? If you don't keep it, you are a mocker. And all mockers are going to have a problem when they appear before Yahweh. How, you inhabitants, for you are cut down. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles, and I'll punish those that are settled on their leaves, that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, but then neither will he do any evil, for tomorrow continues as today. Therefore their goods shall become a booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall also build houses and not inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards, but not drink of the wine thereof. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly, even the day of the Lord. The mighty men shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble, of distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that the day of the trumpet was the new moon. David said in the book of Psalms, as we go there, in the book of Psalms, chapter 81. Blow the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on the Sabbath days. Praise Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, here God said the day of the trumpet and alarm will sound against those, and I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk and wander around like blind men, and because they have sinned against Yahweh, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh shall become as dung. Neither shall silver nor gold be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of Yahweh. The whole land shall be devoured by the fire of my jealousy, for I shall make a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land, that break my covenants and despise my statutes. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 12, moreover, I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, that if a man do, he shall live in them. Moreover, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctifies. Sanctifies means you are cleansed within the keeping of the new covenant of the new moon and the Sabbaths. But the house of Israel rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, and they're not walking today, ladies and gentlemen. This land has become a corrupt, evil land, and God will punish the sinners and root them out of the land and destroy them with the brightness of his coming. Those that have despised his covenants and those who said, well, you don't have to keep that no more, Pastor Buddy. That's under the law. We don't do those things, so we're just going to go skippity-looing down the road. We do it when we want to. We're Burger King. We're doing it our way. Our preacher said, we don't have to do those things, Pastor Buddy. And you hear it over and over and over and over. And they despise my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live. And my Sabbaths, they greatly polluted them. And I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to consume them in the wilderness. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now in the final phase of the wilderness wrath of God. This world is going to become a vast wilderness. We're seeing the shades of economic doom pronounced upon the Babylonian kingdom that is trying to promise man salvation by money. The Bible said they will cash their silver and gold into the streets, and it will not deliver them, saith Yahweh. There's coming a time of trouble for Jacob Israel, and if you want deliverance, you better come back and quit mocking God's Sabbaths and get in them and learn what time it is and keep them until the appointed time when you shall then in the millennial kingdom reign with him forever, and from one new moon to the other, then from one Sabbath to the other, you shall proclaim holiness unto Yahweh. Now, if you keep a new moon and then you work 6 days and then you keep a Sabbath, it'll be on the eighth day. That's the formula. And then if you go from 8 to 15, that's the formula. If you go from 15 to 22, that's the formula. If you go from 22 to 29, that's the formula. And from one new moon to another and to his Sabbath, you shall keep. Keep it, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it a time appointed, and Yahweh shall bless you and make you eventually the head and not the tail. Oh, yeah, you're not going to get many blessings here. You're probably going to get fired off the job. A lot of thanks that they care for your favor in the Word of God. They have no time for your silliness and your foolishness of trying to return to Yahweh. Satan's ideal is for you not to return, but to get further away, to despise his judgment, to despise his salvos, and to mock at his new moons. And they have cast out the times of Yahweh and brought in artificial times of man's own deceit. And the whole world loved it, and the world is shaped and built upon Babylon, and Babylon is now ready to fall. And oh, I can't wait for the day that she goes, crash, go the chariots. Praise Yahweh. Verse 14 of Ezekiel chapter 20. But I, for my name's sake, wrought that it should not be pleaded before the heathen, and whose side I brought them out. And yet I lifted my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I have given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands, because they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths for their heart went after their idols. Nevertheless, mine eye spared them from destroying them. Remember, a remnant shall always be before him, keeping his divine covenant laws. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a small remnant, even at this hour, that I speak to you, that are now in full accordance with the divine covenant laws of Yahweh, and for that reason, God has extended time and mercy to all those who walk contrary. Nevertheless, my eye spared them, and I will not fully make an end to them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, who broke my covenants and despised my Sabbaths, neither observed their judgments, nor defiled yourselves with their idols and the things that they do. I am Yahweh. You will walk in my judgments, and you keep them, and you shall hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, and you shall know that I am Yahweh, your God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you start keeping Sabbath, I'm telling you, revelations of his divine glory and his great name will come to you. The things that you once loved, you'll now hate, and the things you once hated, you'll now love. It will reverse your life that you won't even know who you are yourself. You'll have to be introduced to yourself, because a new person will emerge. A man that fears Yahweh shall emerge, and you shall, notwithstanding the children rebelled against me. Rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft, and it's worse than witchcraft, ladies and gentlemen. When you know to do good and do it not, it's a sin. When much is known, much is required. It'd be better for you not to know this and not know it and obey it. We got preachers that's listening to Pastor Buddy tonight. I hope and trust that Yahweh will plague you, that he will rain down misery as he did upon Jeremiah. As Jeremiah laid down for the sins of Israel, I hope you false prophets out there that will not concede that this is the plan of God, and that the true Sabbath are locked right in here in the Scriptures, and yet you will not walk in because you love filthy lucre, you love a crowd, and you're preaching to please man and not Yahweh. You have no backbone, you have no guts, you have no intestinal fortitude. You don't want to keep the commandments, you want to keep your bank account. You want to love the world and the things of the world. Yes, yeah, so maybe the one ratio here, it could be more than that, like I told Dr. Gary. He was contending with one of our famous radio personalities today, and this man allegedly told him in an email response to him that he knew that he had all of the people on his side because they was 80-1 in a ratio that favored his side of the fence. And his side of the fence was to support the Canaanite Jews and the communist manifestos, and then send trust that Yahweh will plague you, that he will rain down misery as he did upon Jeremiah. As Jeremiah laid down for the sins of Israel, I hope you false prophets out there that will not concede that this is the plan of God, and that the true Sabbath are locked right in here in the Scriptures, and yet you will not walk in because you love filthy lucre, you love a crowd, and you're preaching to please man and not Yahweh. You have no backbone, you have no guts, you have no intestinal fortitude. You don't want to keep the commandments, you want to keep your bank account. You want to love the world and the things of the world. Yes, yeah, so maybe the one ratio here, it could be more than that, like I told Dr. Gary. He was contending with one of our famous radio personalities today, And this man allegedly told him in an email response to him that he knew that he had all of the people on his side because they was 80-1 in a ratio that favored his side of the fence. And his side of the fence was to support the Canaanite Jews and the communist manifestos and then say he loves this country. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a smokescreen of the ACLU that says that they want equal rights for all the people of this country when they themselves are nothing but communist Jews hidden in their little sheepskins and their fangs are being barred today to put the final vampire bite into the neck of the sleeping children of Israel. They're blood suckers, vampires of the night, and our sheep love to follow them. You rebelled against me. You would not hearken. You went and did every abomination that you could find. You polluted me before the heathen. You despised my Sabbaths. And you turned away from my new moons. Therefore, I gave you up to worship the host of heaven. I turned you over to a reprobate believer, lying be damned. The Bible said the day will come that you will not believe the truth, though a man declare it unto you. And I'm giving you the formula. I'm challenging every preacher under the sound of my voice. If this ain't the Sabbath formula of the Bible that Yahweh chose, then you call in the shepherd's call and I'll give you free time to debate me on the air. Where are these hirelings? That's all they are. They're hard to do their job, and that is to deceive. You'll never hear a voice on the radio that has preached as much truth as I have on Truth Radio, which is an appropriate place. And it become a, if you will, a pulpit for Pastor Buddy to stand in and those that stand with me, that we declare throughout the whole earth that this is the truth and nothing but the truth. Nothing can be added to it and certainly nothing taken away, and we're there for the defense of the gospel. And so then we challenge you out there, especially you preachers, you poor, miserable sheep that have been deceived by these harlots. We're here to challenge them in your very presence as Elijah did upon Mount Carmel when he restored Israel back to the preeminence of calling on the divine name of Yahweh and keeping the appointed days. Only 7,000 left in the land. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh would be hard-fetched to fetch 7,000 today that know his laws and his commandments and keep his holy days. You walk not in my statutes, you polluted my Sabbaths, and your heart went after your idols. You walk not in my statutes, you neither kept my judgments, but you polluted my Sabbath, and I said, I will pour out my fury upon you, and my anger shall be against you. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a problem in the land, and this problem is that the people have forsaken Yahweh, and they've gone a-whoring, as it is stated in the book of Revelation chapter 17, for a whore, a great whore that would corrupt the whole earth. Now let me give you a particular scripture here in the 24th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Again, the Bible said they have ears, but they will not hear. They are blind. They can't see. And this book that was delivered unto us was for the express purpose of calling them back, because the earth is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the covenant, therefore has the curse defiled the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will not return to restoration time, that is to keep his laws and his commandments, you are under a curse, and you are mocking the divine times of God. If you're found mocking God, the Bible said, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you have sown another day other than the day that God said in the month, remember the new moon is a holy day. Yeah, you say, Pastor Buddy, we don't keep those no more. Glory to God. That's old-fashioned, honey. We got a new calendar now. We keep it. That's right. You go ahead and keep your calendar, you heathen. You're under a curse. May the Heavenly Father have mercy when he destroys you. Your destruction is just before the Almighty God because you will not repent at pure teaching and preaching and instruction. You'll have none of it, but you shall heap to yourselves teachers having itching ears and turn your face from the truth and shall be turned into fable and into hell with all nations that forget God for mocking his Sabbaths and his holy appointments. You got your day coming, ladies and gentlemen, and it's coming quicker than you first believed, and that is for sure. As we go to Isaiah 58, as we finish up tonight on this segment of the message that God has given our heart to give you a time to blow the trumpet and thine. You seek me daily, you delight to know my ways. You forsook the ordinances of justice. You take delight in approaching to God. You fast, but you fast for strife. You fast to break his Sabbaths. You fast to break the Sabbaths. Praise Yahweh. You fast to mock the Sabbaths. Verse 13, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a holy day. If you will call my holy day a delight, most people call it a intrusion to their privacy, a time when the world don't recognize God's ways and God's laws. I can't take off from work, Pastor Buddy. I might starve to death and lose my three-car garage. Ladies and gentlemen, when are we going to understand that the power of God will deliver you from all evil? And remember, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things that the heathen around there are running for, God will give them to you. You'll never get them running with the world. The world will take them all. The world system is designed to steal your riches and take from you all of the things that are necessary for you to function in the world. God will supply your every need, for he promised, I have never seen the righteous forsaken and the seed of begging bread. Do you believe that you're going to starve to death if you quit keeping the heathen days and functions? And if you turn from your wicked ways and turn back to God and call his Sabbath the light, the holy day of Yahweh, you shall become honorable. You shall honor him for not doing thine own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Then shall you delight yourself in Yahweh, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places. You want to do the best? You want to ride the best? You just serve Yahweh, and Yahweh will give you the best. He shall supply your needs, but if you work for Babylon and the world, they'll trick you. They'll make you think you'll run, you'll chase the endless rainbow dream. It'll never come to pass until you return back to the holy days. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, you are those that mock him. You know what the Bible says when the day comes for reckoning? He says, I will mock when their fear comes and laugh at their calamities. He's coming back, ladies and gentlemen, to set the millennial kingdom into function of new moons and Sabbaths, the true days. Pastor Buddy's teaching them to you right now. And it is a fast that you must delight yourself in to turn your foot back toward the Sabbath and you're back upon Babylon. Let Babylon and the world seek the world and love the world, and you love the Father and love his ways and his judgments and his Sabbaths and call it a pleasure and delight yourself in them.
I'm going to speak so I'm doing it because Pastor Buddy said I had to. I'm just doing it because it's just something that he said that I'm going to bless him, but I don't really believe it's going to happen.
You'll never get one if you don't do it because you're honoring your Creator and because you're worshiping him. You do it whether you've got anything to eat, whether there's anything in the fridge, or whether there's any water there for you to drink. You do it. If there's none there, God evidently wants you to fast. There ain't no famine in the land, no way. We got more unclean food than I've ever seen in my life. The shelves, the temptations, oh, how nice they make it look, but how poisonous it is in our systems. We've returned back to Yahweh's laws and covenants and live a simple life. Yahweh could bless us and let us ride upon the high places. We will feed them with the heritage of Jacob, your father, for the mouth of Yahweh hath spoken it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight. I'm talking about the honorable of the Sabbath. I'm talking about the true Sabbath. I'm not talking about Saturday and Sunday as a trick of the devil of Babylon. I'm not talking about what Satan has devised. Satan has changed the times and laws of God. The Gregorian calendar or the Jewish calendar, neither one recognizes the moon to set the times of the month. They have cast it aside. They have turned into vain jingling, tinkling cymbals, fools of laughter as they crawl around and promise you liberty, but they themselves are the servants of corruption. From such turn away. Seek the Father. We've got men that stand on altars every month by themselves. I admire them. I've always had someone, well, not always, but I've got several now that stand with me every new moon and all the Sabbaths. They stand with me in covenant. We've got men that stand by themselves, faithful men. I admire them. I praise the Heavenly Father for them and their faith and their loyalty and their dedication, not to me, but to the Father, who is a rewarder of all them that diligently seek him. The day of reward's coming in the millennial kingdom. If you've kept it by yourself, you won't have to keep it by yourself, my brethren. You can lift up holy hands and rejoice because there will be thousands upon thousands that will have kept the faith and not denied his name. And you'll hear and join with him as he says, enter in, my faithful servants. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'll make you ruler over many. You've kept the faith and haven't denied my name. You have honored my Sabbath, and you've stood there on the new appointed days, and you've stood there on the new moons, and you have worshipped me. And now I will come and serve you. Oh, hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. You're listening to Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to write me, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284. New Tazewell, call me tonight. Talk to me. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to pledge support, give me a call. Tell me, Pastor Buddy, I want to support you. Be a part of this. Praise Yahweh. If you can't conform now, support those that do. And then the Father said, if first be a willing mind, this is acceptable. Yahweh will have mercy upon you when he comes, just like he did on the harlot when they come to burn the city with fire. Praise Yahweh. We appreciate all those that support us on the Shepherd's Call. I'll see you in the morning on Truth Radio, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night. This is Wednesday, the 26th day of June. I'll see you on the 27th tomorrow night. And in the morning, we will be back on Truth Radio. Yahweh bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.